like me, boo? Close your legs and marry me and hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And here we are back at it again with Reality Check, all the juicy gossip that we love to throw out.
Oh, yes. We love talking about our housewives.
That's right. Last week, we had the brilliant OG from the OC, Vicki Gumbelson. So make sure you check it out if you missed it at madtownjams.com, Reality Check. All right. Let's get into it. The final reunion of the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I could not stop laughing my ass off.
I know. It was hilarious, but it was done really well, right? I was surprised I liked it virtual, but I liked it better virtual, actually.
Oh, yeah. I think Andy is brilliant. I mean, he's doing all these Bravo shows. Vanderpump Rules was virtually done. Yeah. Shaw's of Sunset. This is, again, but I thought it was very funny that Nene has left the room. She has gone and left her receipts on the desk.
So this is what I was going to say about that, too. Nene, she left twice. And it was a three-part reunion. And then the last part of the reunion, she wasn't even there. Why are we still on the show, Nene, if you keep getting up to walk away? I don't get it.
Well, I think we know the real reason now why this was the biggest part of the reunion. Take a listen to this.
Yovana, I know that you and Nene were great friends. Where do the two of you stand now? You notice she's not here.
Why is she not here?
I think it's because you posted a picture.
Oh, so once I posted a picture, she decided to log off? Probably because over the past couple of, 2 weeks, not only have I been receiving threatening text messages, harassing phone calls with her calling from blocked numbers, and just 2 days ago, she sent me a letter from her attorney, a cease and desist.
That's right.
Wow.
So now we finally know what is going on, and all the ladies agree, okay, she is totally guilty. Listen, there was no actual, real recording of, just Cynthia.
Right.
It is true. Nene had asked her to actually get dirt on all the ladies. That's what Nene wanted, and that's why Nene decided to leave, because the Instagram photo shows her saying, get ready, because it's going to be brought. And of course, Nene does not want to be revealed in that light, and so that's why she decided to leave. And so now we know that is the reason why Yovana is on the show. The snake gatekeeper has so much on Nene that she's going to throw it out there on the next season.
But you know what I don't understand is, the finale. I can't remember who brought it up, but when all the girls were sitting around and they were asking Yovana, is there a recording? What was your part in it? She didn't throw... I guess maybe she's throwing Nene under the bus now because Nene has thrown her under the bus, so... I kept wondering why she was hanging out with Nene, and she was holding all this information, basically.
Well, she said, Yovana was friends with all the ladies before Nene came into the picture. And then Nene again then said, hey, I want you to kind of go undercover and see if any of these ladies talk bad about me. So she's like, okay, you're a good friend of mine. I will do that.
Yeah.
Then Candy, of course, got real mad about when she finally admitted that. She goes, well, that's even worse. You were friends with us first, and then you're going to go. She goes, yeah, but... The thing is, that's what you do for your bestie, I guess. And then lo and behold, what Nene has done to her, and she's just not going to keep her mouth shut anymore. She realizes that Nene was not the friend that she thought she was, hence why Yovana will be on the next show.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, Nene was using her. And unfortunately, it's hard to defend Nene, right? Because she left.
She gone.
Yeah, so... but I still don't see why Yovana, to me, I don't want to see her as a full-time housewife. I would like to see Marlo. Full time.
I don't think Marlo will ever get on.
I don't think so either.
She's not controversial enough.
Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
that's what I think.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. She's just kind of, she doesn't go around and talk bad about people behind their back. She'll say it to your face, but she's not scandalous in that way.
That's true. She'll read you to your face.
Yeah, she'll read you. And Portia, she was killing me. Every time you would look at Portia, she was the only one during that virtual, besides Eva. But listen, she's been pregnant, so she's allowed to drink. She was drinking all the time with that damn straw. It was hilarious.
First of all, I have to give it to Portia. Portia knows how to work a virtual reunion. She looked amazing. She looked beautiful. She was bringing it. She brought it. She had a cocktail every time you looked at her. And then Eva, like, she totally was shading Eva. The reads with her, she said her breasts were social distancing.
Oh, yeah. She said that last season. Yeah. Or last reunion. Yeah.
So it was funny.
But yeah.
She brought it.
I love that Nene, literally, they just kept putting pictures on her, like, little cassette player. And then whatever, that piece of paper that she left with the heart.
I know.
Love Nene.
I know.
And then I like how Nene calls Portia. And she's like, wait, okay, hold on. Andy, we've got Nene on the phone. Do you want me to put the speaker on? No. No, we don't.
So here's the thing. That's why I'm like, Nene, maybe it is your time to go. That was very irritating to me. So you decide to leave, and then you call her on her phone and said, Portia's like, Nene wants me to put her on speaker. Andy's like, no. Like,
because she's the queen, honey. She's the one that started this.
I guess so.
It's really, as she said, you tell them you better respect me.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. If you're not going to be on the show, it's pointless. So.
Kenny was making sure that she knew, oh, you're not going to be respected.
Right.
So that was the best part of it. It was really funny. The ladies all looked amazing. Yeah. And just, I loved seeing Andy's son come on. I mean, real quick in the beginning.
That was adorable.
I know. He's cute, right?
And I love that he can mute everybody, too, when they start arguing.
It's hilarious.
He's like, girls. Yeah.
Okay, girls, we're done. Yes. All right, let's move on to last night's The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Okay. First off, they all decided to go to Santa Barbara, which that is the most beautiful house that I've yet to see.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know where Kyle comes up with these places. Plus, she pays for them for these ladies.
I know. She is the real deal.
It's very, very gorgeous.
Yes.
I thought it was funny, though, when the project or the house manager welcomes all the ladies. She hugs everyone. Mm-hmm. And then she gives Sutton a hug. And Sutton doesn't like to be hugged. She goes, oh, you don't like that? No, I don't like to be hugged.
Wow. Sutton. All right, girl.
Okay, Sutton.
Yeah.
She was not happy with that property manager.
That's right.
And then wasn't it cool to see Denise Richards, like, filming The Bold and Beautiful?
Yeah.
That was a jam back
then. That is pretty awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
I was super excited. And she looked really, really beautiful. And it's funny to see those soap opera stars still look the same like they did 25 years ago.
They do.
Still.
I know. Yeah.
Must be nice.
It must be.
Must be nice.
Or you just don't age.
You just don't age. Now, we've already talked about this. Yeah. We know something's up with Denise. There's just something very different about her. But you know what? I would be absolutely mortified, too, if I had a gathering at my house and my children were by our table and that I decided, or maybe I was at a friend's house and I'm the one that started talking about threesomes.
Right.
Hey, I would feel terrible.
Right.
That your child was like, yeah, you know what, Krista?
Right.
Which there might be kids in the car that were like, what does that mean, mommy?
Right.
Mortified.
So I totally agree with that, right? Yeah. You have a party. You've got the kids at another table. They overhear. The thing is, Erica did apologize. It wasn't appropriate. I mean, that does happen. I think the hard thing is Denise talks like this, and now all of a sudden she's not about this talk. I mean, how many times are you going to keep bringing it up? I mean, Erica did apologize. It wasn't appropriate. She shouldn't have brought that up at all at her house. So,
well, maybe she didn't think it was sincere enough.
Oh, I guess not.
She seemed to be upset with all the ladies about it.
Yes.
Even though Erica was throwing some shade, saying, listen, I'm sure her kids know what a threesome is just by their own doing. I'm like, well, wow.
Yeah,
you want to leave the kids out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, leave the kids out. But I'm sure that they do know, though. You know,
they might.
Yeah.
I also enjoyed Erica's weight loss suits.
Oh, yes.
I'm just kidding. I didn't.
You didn't?
No. I don't think wearing a garbage bag as a one-piece suit looks good. But whatever. I thought it was funny, though, that Kyle was making fun of her.
Yeah.
Calling her weight loss suits because she wants to look good, of course, when she performs.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't blame her.
And then, of course, when the ladies finally are all sitting together and Denise is sitting down and they're all gathering, of course, Lisa with her big lips had to say this.
What's it like to shoot a three-way?
It's uncomfortable.
Is it? It must be.
How many takes? We did a lot. It's weird.
It's uncomfortable.
But you have to just commit.
So let me ask you a question. How will you feel when your girls see it?
Well, I hope to God they don't
see it. They probably have already seen it.
They haven't seen it.
They haven't?
No.
Come on. It's a movie. You know your kids are going to watch it. My kids have watched everything. They know.
It would be weird if I had seen my mom do something like that.
Maybe Denise is naive in the fact that she doesn't think her 15-year-old knows exactly what's going on.
Well, Lisa, you have one to vent anything with your book, Teaching Your Daughters How Do You Know Do What? She goes, well, you might as well learn from the best, and I am the best at it. It's just sex.
That was crazy. Yeah, when she said that,
they're all
she
looking
was
at
just,
each other.
I know. She was just like, come on. Like, okay, I get, they're sick of Denise. Denise was pretty racy last season, okay? The way she was talking and saying things and stuff. And now all of a sudden she's Mother Teresa. So they're getting sick of that. Obviously, Lisa is the queen of stirring the pot. But yeah, I think Lisa went a little bit too far. Like, yeah, I'm glad my daughter, well, my daughter's read the book.
She's got a big mouth for a reason.
Yeah, she does.
So nasty and so.